Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Simply put, it's a way to generate income to expand efforts for agriculture in the classroom. The goal is ag literacy among youth. The vehicle, pardon the pun, is the license plate.
We are now trying to pre-sell a Teach Kentucky Agriculture special license plate. Now, this does not compete with the farm tag. If you have a vehicle that qualifies for the farm tag program, we want you to keep doing that. And those funds do go to agriculture education programs. But this special license plate would be for the non-farm vehicles or passenger vehicles, and folks still want to find a way to support agriculture education, they can pre-order one of our plates. We're looking to reserve 900 of those, hopefully by this spring. And then once that happens, they will manufacture them and eventually we'll get some funding from that program.
Jennifer Elwell, Executive Director of Kentucky Agriculture and Environment in the Classroom, Inc., says they work with many ag-related groups on this effort, but it takes financial support.
We are taking reservations on our website at teachkyag.org. The cost is $25 to reserve the plate, and hopefully we'll be able to speed this process along and we can actually get the plates on the vehicles within the next year. Would be fabulous.
That website, teachkyag.org. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. Al Purnell here, the good sausage man. Here on the farm, we have lots of things to do and lots of good things to eat, like Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage. We still make it good every day by using all the best cuts of meat and seasoning it just right with Daddy's old recipe that's been proven for over 80 years. So for premium sausage at a good price, pick up a package of Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage, because it's good.
Back with Jennifer Elwell, she says Kentucky Ag and Environment in the Classroom, Inc. works with many groups to financially support and coordinate ag literacy programs presented in schools, sometimes on farms.
We are doing a number of programs to promote ag education in the state. We work with teachers to try to give them curriculum and resources that they can bring into the classrooms. We help the volunteer educators, whether they have a farm and they have school groups come, or if they like to go into the classrooms and talk to the kids, we can equip them with what they need. And then we all have a lot of mobile programs where we'll travel to the schools and do a day long.
She says their website is a great resource for available ag literacy programs, and you can learn more about the new Ag in the Classroom plates online at teachkyag.org. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.